Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says the move will protect wildlife and local indigenous communities.
Climate change is the crisis of our lifetime, and we cannot ignore the disproportionate impacts being felt in the Arctic. We must do everything within our control to meet the highest standards of care to protect this fragile ecosystem.
The authorization comes more than 2 years after the Biden administration suspended the leases following an environmental review. Secretary Haaland claims the supporting documents for the leases had multiple legal deficiencies and insufficient analysis. Since then, two of the issued leases have been canceled. The administration suspended the seven remaining leases Wednesday. Matt Lee Ashley is with the Council on Environmental Quality. He praised the White House's move.
13 million acres of land in the Western Arctic are now proposed for protection with a pathway to further expand protection. So a fundamental paradigm shift in the U.S. approach to energy and resource management in the Arctic in the last 2 years.
A Republican tax bill passed in 2017 mandates the sale of two leases by the end of 2024. Department of the Interior Representative Laura Daniel Davis today did not specify how the department would meet that tax bill requirement.
As far as the second lease sale, the Tax Act of 2017 directs that it take place by December 2024, and I don't have anything additional in terms of a timeline to share with you today.
The move comes in the wake of President Biden's approval of the Willow Project. That's a massive oil drilling venture also in Alaska's petroleum reserve. The administration estimates the oil it releases would amount to about 9.2 million metric tons of carbon pollution a year. That's the equivalent of adding 2 million gas-powered cars to the roads. For KPFA News, I'm Avery Luke.